Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. For 22 years this month, the Visionary Activist Show. So today we are honoring deeply beloved teammate Bob Goff, who died on Sunday. We will be offering the 14 Visionary Activist shows I did with Bob, the Bob Goff Collection, downloadable. He was always up for raising money. He was ingenious. So we're offering 14 Visionary Activist shows with Bob Goff, who died on Sunday, leaving us to do for ourselves what he did for us and for so many. So that's for a pledge of $100. And we will be playing a blessing from Bob and then welcoming our guest, Virginia Daly, a fabulous artist, my favorite landscape animal spirit artist in the world, great ally of Bob's. And she is offering 5 of her beautiful prints posted on my website. You can see them at coyotenetworknews.com for a pledge of $100. And then we will also be playing excerpts of Paul Stamets' talk from the Eclipse Festival. He calls it his best talk ever. No one else has this talk. It just made its way to us. And so that's for a pledge of $100, and you leave your email with the phone room, and we will get you that talk tomorrow, Saturday, fast for the equinox. So, yeah, and so how wonderful. Just to give you a little feeling also, some of the great shows that did with Bob, you know, in 2011, Indigenuity Energy Council. It was Bob who passed on the word indigenuity, coined by Curtis Catawba, who was the student of Dan Wildcat, always loved attributing the story lineage. So that was, we convened the Council of Energy Scouts. That was David Bloom, Pat Spears, also an ancestor, and Alan Bear and Bob Goff. We also have the Thunder Valley Indigenuity. We welcome Bob Goff, Secretary of COO, the Intertribal Council on Utility Policy, who is jazzed on Indian resilience. Again, so much of this beautiful work. So we begin all of those things. Again, you can have all of those things, the Bob Goff Collection for a pledge of $100. The Paul Stamets talk from the Symbiosis Eclipse Festival for a pledge of $100. One of Virginia Daly's beautiful prints that you can see at coyotenetworknews.com for a pledge of $100. Oh, also, just for the fun of it, 3 months tuition to the Trickster Training Monday night class by phone or web. Bob was a member of Trickster Training. You'll hear he was a great trickster liberating. And it's on the phone, it's web, it's live, and it's recorded. And that's for a pledge of $200. All by calling 1-800-439-5732 or donating securely online, kpfa.org. So let's begin with just this little snippet of Bob from 2015. What blessings would you like, oh agent of breadfruit?
Oh, sorry. Hadn't heard that.
Oh, put it in your bio.
Sure. The blessings that I would like to see are for the, we once talked about 1,000 points of light under previous administrations.
Yeah.
I would like the millions and billions and trillions of points of light above us and below us and around us and within us, all connected by a consciousness that says, balance and being in touch with the feminine does not necessarily require any gender specification.
Right. Beautiful. Yes, Venus and Mars rule within us, reside within us. Again, the Green Man, the Green Man. We love the Calm Weaver in Terry Pratchett's latest book, Who Becomes a Witch, and then the women guarding all that you say. It is all within us. Thank you so much, ally in perpetuity, Bob Goff. So that was Ally in Perpetuity, Bob Goff. And we welcome Virginia Daly. Are you there, Virginia?
I am, finally.
Excellent. No, that's good. We overcome all these things, as Bob did.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so he is our ally in perpetuity.
I love and, that, yes.
Yeah, and I love him. Well, we love him.
We love him.
Arf. And so you've known him for a million years.
Well, which is, yes. And I'm happy to have this chance to pay tribute to him because he taught me so much and introduced me to the Lakota, which changed my life and my life's work. But yes, I knew him for 46 years. And I was just thinking about that this morning, and I thought, well, let's reread the I Ching number 46 and see what it has to say. And, of course, it's within the earth, wood grows. And wood is gentle penetration. And then it says, adapting itself to obstacles and bending around them, wood in the earth grows upward without haste and without rest. Thus, too, the superior man is devoted in character and never pauses in his progress. And I just thought that was Bob, you know, without haste, without rest. And you were talking about his gentleness the other day.
Yes. Yeah, well, again, the medicine we want to distill, which is he was savvy, he was insightful, he saw everything clearly.
Absolutely.
And had a kind and jaunty heart nonetheless, you know, and was always willing to cross borders. I do love to bring in his strategy, which I carry in my inner counsel always, when he was presenting, right, to conservative Christians, he changed his PowerPoint, so he said, we don't want the fuels from hell,
right,
coal and oil. We want the fuels from heaven, sun and wind, which is completely true. We are flexible in our metaphoric agility, as you are in your painting and all. And then just a little sidebar shout-out. Thank you to John Fox from Berkeley and Leanne C. from Richmond for a pledge of $565. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Keep it going, team. Yeah, to honor Bob Goff, because he, on one level, well, leaving now, you have a powerful story about he brought you to the Indians and then he left.
Yeah. Yeah, he brought me to the Indians, and then the next year he didn't come back and left me on my own. But exactly, that was the best thing he could have done, because it forced me to, you know, do it on my own and get to know them on my own terms without a go-between. And it was, you know, a great lesson. And I think he's done that again. He's left me on my own, and I will take it as a great lesson, so...
Yeah, and I think, you know, we tease that out to everybody. You heard from actual, you know, Indian ally on the res. I heard of Bob's death on Facebook, which will do fine. Will do fine. But there is a community too of so many people. He knew so many people,
yeah.
and everyone felt really like they were his best friend, and it was true. Everyone was his best friend. So we love this. Excuse me. So all of the work that he did, you know, he does pass it on to us. What did he do for each one of us and the 14 radio shows that we did on the Visionary Activist Show starting in 2003? You know, so if you knew him that way as well, that we now must do for ourselves. But I also love what you and he and I so love too, which is the quipping, the wry humor. The, you know, what it reminds me of is he also took me the last time we both got to see Vine Deloria, who was being honored at the Library of Congress, and Vine, a great, great, great buddy, now an ancestor as well. And Bob said, here are all the great Native American Indian leaders, and you know, and only because of Vine's presence are they not, you know, engaged in fistfights. And at the very end, you know, Vine said in his wonderful way, today I meet many, many young activists who are very, very serious about themselves.
Right.
We were always serious about the issues, but playful among ourselves. And that's a Bob thing. I want to, you know, sage against the machine, yes. And then you had reminded me of the sacred and the profane. Right?
Yeah, the Indians are like that, too. They'll be telling you, like Leslie Fulbe would be telling you a story about the history of the Teton Sioux, and then all of a sudden say, so now let's have a traditional Pepsi. You know, they were always like that. And, well, of course, Bob's been like that from the beginning, too. You know, that's how we got together, was a sense of humor. So, yeah, but also very, as you say, very serious about his work and full of, you know, deep information and not just silliness. You know, it's the balance, the combination that was so wonderful.
Yeah, and the last time I saw him was he was in Washington, D.C., our home base here, and you know, he said, "Oh, come do a dinner for Winona LaDuke and presenting." And at this conference where Winona was a keynote speaker, where they had fabulous presenters as well, nobody knew who she was. So Bob stepped up and did, you know, beautiful, historic, you know, here's our dynamic dedication. You know, here's Winona. So what we have to do for ourselves, it was after the show with the green and genius people with Pat Spears and Alan Bear and Bob Goff and David Bloom. I mean, a really great council that is part of the package we're offering for a pledge of $100, the Bob Goff Collection, by calling 1-800-439-5732. But it was also the after party, because then there were senators, Senator Markey, and, you know, and conservatives, but who wanted to be sane, and, you know, palmists and diviners. And so he created a social life for such a dedicated, always moving and deep.
Yeah, he was a great connector.
Person. Great connector.
Great connector. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so wherever you want to go, well, what can we do with the sacred and the propane?
The sacred and the propane. Well, that just came from Adventures Out of the Indies, because you're doing these sacred ceremonies, but then half the time you're chasing the propane truck around the reservation trying to get energy to cook the soup for the feast after the ritual, except that you don't have any electricity or any water, you know. So it was just, I just said sacred and propane, but it was once again it was the two sides. It's the hard life, but then using the best of grace to pull out the spirit. So that and the, you know, they taught both Bob and me to the connectedness to nature, and that's, you know, where it's from.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Oh, we've lost you.
Oh,
you're back, okay.
Yeah, there was just some strange trying to come through.
Well, you're back now. That's good. Okay. Oh, maybe it's Bob.
It's Bob. I think it's Bob. But that was became his environmental work, and it's my artwork, and then we work together with art and environment. Yeah. So, but it's the profound relatedness of us to nature and to other people. There is no other, you know, that all the relations, the pebble, the cloud, the blade of grass, and we are related to all of them. So that's how Bob collected all the different kinds of people that he worked with.
Right. And that's a crucial part of all of our shared dedication, which is the re-wedding of activism with animism. You know, the Thai saying, because we were never colonized, we never lost our animism, our understanding that everything's alive, cooperators are standing by, you know, to cooperate with the water and the stars. And so we say the lack of animism and willingness to spiritually cahoot is a mean trick of the reality police to render good-hearted people not as effective as they might be until now.
Right, exactly.
And I think that's also, you and Bob, you know, connected again to the Lakota so strongly, and all of us in our indigenous hearts and indigenuity, you know, this re-wedding of animism, activism, to release the sneaky virus of colonialism wherever it wends its way, and we are grateful to Standing Rock, where Bob was really crucial.
Yes.
And we can talk about the straw bale houses and the one he was building for himself when he died. But the crucial change of vocabulary from protester, which means to grab your balls and affirm, protesties, to protector, you know,
right.
To protector, yes.
Yeah.
And the unabashed, you know, we are standing up for Mother Earth, unabashed in our animistic kinship, and, you know, you and your art and the Indians and Bob and everybody's listening in their dedicated heart going, right, if it was just us humans, it would be hopeless. But it is, again, cooperating. And that's also cooperating with the dead. Bob had was part of Trickster Training Council, which was wonderful. And also, he was the Coyote Network News, Mythological News Service, Indigenuity Bureau Chief, So now, I think he gets to be the Coyote Network News Underworld Indigenuity
That's right.
Bureau Chief.
That's right.
Come in,
yeah.
Bob.
And breadfruit. What agent? What did you call him?
Agent of breadfruit. He said, I've never been called that before, and that's why I said, well, put it in your bio. Right, exactly. You know, well, it's again more whimsy. You know, we've got Ernest. Ernest is kind of like but we also want more mad whimsy, and that's, you know, right when I heard about Bob's death, I called you immediately. Like, yeah. And you perfectly brought up, you know, this wisdom and poetry,
yeah,
that you know, may it kindle in our hearts from Bob, and we talked about, right, the humor and the humor of the underdog, and we go, right, because Bob was part Lenape, that he found out later, you know, but also New Jersey. You're both from New Jersey. That's an underdog humor, right?
Yeah, and New York and New Jersey, you've got two kinds of underdog humor there for me. And Irish,
right.
There you go. And then
yep.
The Indian. So
right, and it's said that the Palestinians, you know, are the Irish of the Middle East. So
oh, really?
That, well,
the Vietnamese are funny too, but they're all these oppressed people. We have to. It's a way of coping, and we're very good at lateral thinking because we can't go just down the conqueror's road. You know, I mean, we see things from two different or many sides and many other angles. So it gives us that, you know. Yes, but, you know, which is, humor pulls out of, you know, the contrast. So
yeah, and then,
why.
And then how I often quote you many things, there's the dream about stirring the cauldron the other direction, which we may or may not get to, but people have heard of it, and I always attribute it to Virginia Daly's dream.
Yeah.
But also, I always tell people about the beauty of your art, which is profound, and that when you went to go, you know, work with the Indians, they said, oh, your paintings are good, the landscapes and the animals, but after you spend time on the hill, you will paint the invisible spirit of the animals and the landscapes. And I tell people that's what you do.
And yeah, that's exactly right, and I did learn that. And by immersing myself in the nature, you know, just becoming one with it, not looking at it from the outside, yeah.
So in the spirit of honoring Bob Goff, you know, who never minded pitching, was good at raising money, was good at cooperating with everybody, introduced the Lakota to Bill Clinton, was not against, you know, carbon trade-offs, but said, hey, but it funded things, you know, in that spirit. O Virginia Daly, tell our audience what they get with the prints that you have donated. There's five prints.
Four or five. I don't. Let me see. I think it's four.
Well,
it could be changed to five. I have four on my list, but
four will do. Four will
okay,
do. We're flexible.
Four
flexible.
Is the Indian number. So there you have.
Why is four the Indian number?
Oh, they do everything. The four directions. The four nations.
Oh, right.
Four. Yeah. And
yeah, the four. That's right. So you can pledge $4, $40, $400, you know, $4,000, $40,000 would be all very, very Indian. But okay, you have generously donated four prints. They are, I think the backstage crew is getting this up. I think they are right at visible at coyotenetworknews.com.
Okay.
I think they're there. But can you guide us audioly into the visual of the four prints?
Okay, well, if they're in order, although people will probably be able to figure them out, the first one is called Fog at Swan Cove, and they're all related to the I Ching. It's a line from the I Ching when I write the meditation for it, is the crane calling in the shade. It's a swan, but, you know, it's a metaphor. So it's just this scene of a marsh and this fog, and there's this lone swan, and it's just a very peaceful, contemplative meditation. And then there's Before Completion. Now, that is an I Ching, and it talks about the rainbow appearing after a storm, and the elements are fire and water, which make up a rainbow, the sun coming through the raindrops. And it also has a road in it, so you're traveling from the storm out into the clearing and the sun again. And then Grand Teton Sunrise, which, by the way, is where I had the pot-stirring dream. That's, well, the rising of the sun over the summits of all the Tetons. I say every one of them. You'll see in there. And moon and tide is a moonrise opposite the sunset, which I also have, actually. And, well, it's moon and tide. And it's a ocean painting from Chincoteague, Virginia. So they're all based on the forces of nature, and they tell a story, and they are meditations for healing. So
beautiful.
That's what they are.
And the backstage elves have told me that you can see them, oh, dedicated listeners, at my website, which is coyotenetworknews.com. They're right up there on the homepage just for now, just for this hour, this generous gift. Four, that's right, Virginia Daily Prints, each one for a pledge of $100, and you can see spirit coming out through nature. Again, so much of what... excuse me, our great ally Bob Goff, who died on Sunday and leaves us to carry on,
exactly.
You know, loved, and he loved Virginia Daly,
yes,
and her art, absolutely.
Don't get me crying there. Now.
Oh, I know. Well, we have to, we will breathe. He did. Well, we'll trade back and forth.
No.
But, so if you were lucky enough to know Bob, and there were so many, and if you were lucky enough to know Bob through the 14 shows we did together on the Visionary Activist Show, so we're also offering those 14 shows as a downloadable, here you go, for a pledge of $100, and they are pretty darn wonderful. I have my favorites, but it starts off in December 4th of 03, you know, and it's a longtime lawyer for the Lakota. He did win the Crazy Horse Malt Liquor suit.
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
And he got to tell Vine Deloria that it was, I think he worked, now here's something also too, you know, this medicine, he worked for maybe 10 years on that legal case. Like,
oh yeah, a long time.
Long time lawyer for the Lakota Sioux. And he was dedicated to red green power, again, renewable energy on reservations. He got cooperation happening, him and Pat Spears, wonderful ancestor as well. I hope they're cahooting.
I knew Pat too, yeah.
And he said people came to understand you can cancel a casino with the stroke of a pen, but you cannot cancel the wind. So
there you go. Yeah, no, he did so much good work, and for the Indians, and that's what Frederick Little Bald Eagle said to me. He's the one who called me to tell me about Bob, and he said, you know, he just did so much good work for us. So I may as well get Frederick's thoughts.
Dream team, legal work, straw bale housing work.
All sorts of work, just, you know, personal friendship to, yeah, legal work. Building renewable energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
And he did say it was heartbreaking, which he hardly ever used, although his heart was good, but it is what took him out, that, you know, they'd built a straw bale housing village during Standing Rock time, and it got bulldozed. But again, the resilience that when things of beauty are destroyed by the Dementors, you know, the dedicated prayer... the invisible dedicated prayer inside them still wafts out into the world. And that is, you know, again, what comes through your paintings and part of your connection with Bob and part of Bob's dedication. So we can only think that of Bob. When the body goes away, may the prayer medicine of Bob waft out into the world. Yes?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and just carry on the work as best we can, because he's passed the torch. Or the pot handle. With a posterer.
Well, yeah, so we do have another match offered by our dedicated listeners, Maya Scott Chung from Oakland and Jackie Andrews from Oakland, for $605. So whatever you pledge now, you know, goes towards that. What a good idea. Let me step in to pitch a little bit. So we are offering the Bob Goff Collection downloadable from December 4th, 2003 to October 13th, 2016, 14 shows, I can delineate, for a pledge of $100. We're going to, in part three of this show, play a little bit of Paul Stamets' talk from the Symbiosis Eclipse Festival, never before broadcast, downloadable. And we will need your email when you pledge, because we will get it to you Friday, Saturday in time for the equinox. We have the beautiful four Virginia Daily prints being donated by her, each one for a pledge of $100. You can see them at coyotenetworknews.com. We also have a three-month tuition to Trickster Training Monday nights that Bob was a part of by phone or web, and it's also recorded for a pledge of $200. All or any of those things can be had, can be yours for, by calling 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-5732, or kpfa.org, pledging securely for all those who listen on the web as well. So, yes, so many places to go, but I'm going to reluctantly release you. But is there any other wonderful or not wonderful or anything you want to say to waft out there?
Thanks to Bob for being Bob. You know,
yeah. And Bob's our uncle.
And Bob's your uncle, yes.
And Bob's your uncle. So he would
see,
like us.
When we end on humor, that's good. That's good. That's how he would want it.
Yep.
That's all right, I'll go cry now.
Okay, me too. Okay. No, I can't cry. I'm on the air.
You
okay.
Can't cry, yeah.
I will introduce Paul Stamets, our great buddy, in keeping with the work of Bob Goff. Absolutely. This is a talk that he gave at the Symbiosis Eclipse Festival on August 21st. Nobody else has this talk. He specifically said, I want you, Caroline, to have this talk, to play it on the Visionary Activist Show, because he's a friend of the show. So it's an exclusive. Hey, what the hell? So we're just playing a little clip of it right now. Sort of 13 minutes and 38 seconds, which are pretty great. And you can have this talk for a pledge of $100. This is the Paul Stamets talk that nobody else has that he thinks is his best ever. It's really great on microdosing and how different fungi can resolve bee colony collapse and on and on and on. You'll hear a great deal of it. Again, Paul Stamets' talk for a pledge of $100 by calling 1-800-439-5732. Or pledging online, kpfa.org. And now here comes Paul Stamets.
Thanks, folks. I'm super honored to be here. I'm really excited about this presentation because just in the past 2 or 3 months, some revolutionary discoveries have been made about fungi that I think will strike to the very core of your being, literally. So I am the messenger of a message that's far more important than the messenger. There's so much that needs to be done in such a short period of time. The good news is that these fungi are intelligent. They're quick to respond. There are allies. They can set up ecosystems that can lead to sustainability. But I want to provide to you actionable, ecologically rational, economically sustainable, and paradigm-shifting discoveries that can make a real difference, not only for your lifetimes, but many generations into the future. So, I've done some TED Talks and things like that, and I have to compete with myself, you know. So my friends, well, that was great, that was interesting, but what are you doing now? I feel it's really important that I keep, you know, on top of the curve, on riding the mycelial wave. So I'm going to take you on a magical mushroom journey, literally. This is, hopefully this talk will not get me arrested. I've never been arrested yet. So I'm 62 years of age and I have no criminal record. Woo! but just a general question. I asked this at the MAPS conference. This is a safe question for you to answer. Okay. Should the feds be here? So how many people here have not tripped on psilocybin mushrooms? Can you just raise your hand?
Wow.
For the record, there are no hands. 600 people here or so, there are no hands. So... So I brought a few of my fungal friends here. This one is called Reishi Ling Chi, the mushroom of immortality. It's one that I grew. It's a mushroom with a long, long history of use. And I'll be talking about this later on as well. And there's a mushroom that my hat is made from. And this is called Amadou. Amadou is known as Fomes Fomentarius. I'm going to use a few Latin binomials, but I'll try to always use the common names as well. This mushroom was revolutionary in its time for multiple reasons. There's no doubt that we all are Africans. Get over it, folks. We moved to Europe. We became white. But we are all Africans genetically. That's the birthplace of our species. And we moved north. We discovered something new called winter. Oops. And this mushroom allowed for the portability of fire. It's a tinder conch. You can hollow this mushroom out, put embers of a fire inside, and carry fire for days. You know, if your clan moving into the winter of Europe could not start fires, your clan likely would perish. And so this allowed for the portability of fire, absolutely important as a survival tool. Moreover, when you soak this mushroom in ash water from a fire, lye, it delaminates into a fabric. And this fabric is not only highly flammable, but also this hat, which came from some ladies in Transylvania, have kept this tradition alive over thousands of years. So this cellular fabric is actually mushroom mycelium. The mushrooms are made of compacted filamentous fabric of cells called mycelium, and the mushroom delaminates. You can pull this apart and create a fabric. So this became the tinder conch. The famous Iceman had it with him. It was discovered 5,300 years ago. Interestingly, it also was used by fly fishermen to dry their flies. And it was also used, really interestingly, by beekeepers for smoking their hives. So this is what I think why mushrooms, plants, animals become shamanistically important, because of a plurality, a multiplicity of benefits. When you have your survival tools that have to be portable, they have to be, you know, they can't be heavy, and they have to be multiply useful for multiple applications. This is truly where mushrooms have made their mark in history. Not only this mushroom allowed for the portability of fire, but it revolutionized warfare, because in Napoleonic times, flint spark guns, even though the Chinese invented gunpowder, the Europeans invented the gun. And this enabled the flint spark to ignite the gunpowder. So in Napoleonic times, there's a massive trade of amadou, and which gave the advantage, of course, the people who had rifles to be able to win in combat. So I'm going to put these down. This is a piece of art that I commissioned, and some of the mushrooms, amadou, I guess you can't see it, this slide, amadou on the left, there's the reishi mushrooms, mushrooms I'll also be talking about, our friendly psilocybes here. So I'll be talking about a number of these species. So hold on to your proverbial hat. This is going to be a very intensive download. Now, I am... you know, driven by science. I'm a science ambassador for the American Academy for the Advancement of Science. I was greatly honored because it was highly vetted. There's only seven of us appointed in the inaugural class. And I had to go through a gauntlet of peer review scientists, you know, and they were looking for cutting edge leading thinkers who are on the cusp of new innovations that could have a downstream impact. So I want to thank AAAS, as it's known. They published Science Magazine. Thomas Edison founded it. And my other invention ambassadors, you know, please check into AAAS Science Magazine. It's really, really cool group of women and men that are leading the edge of science. So my talk today is mycology and the mycology of consciousness. So most of you know about button mushrooms. This is a Agaricus brasiliensis. It's a almond portobello-like mushroom. But I'm really fascinated by how mushrooms decompose. Now, mushrooms are the tip of the proverbial iceberg. Mushrooms come up and disappear, as most of you know, in 4 or 5 days. So we have a long history of contact with plants and animals through the seasons. So familiarity brings you comfort in understanding what's in the natural landscape. But mushrooms that pop up and disappear in 4 or 5 days are so ephemeral. You know, some can feed you, some can kill you, some can heal you, some can get you high. And so when those mushrooms come up and disappear and they have such potent properties, only the cognoscente, the shamans, the earth magicians, the who had intimate contact with this eclectic group of organisms, you know, it's just a small body intellect of knowledge. It's amazing that we know as much as we do today. Because of that sudden appearance of mushrooms that are so powerful, it's naturally the fear of that which is unknown. And so this bred a lot of what we call mycophobia, the irrational fear of fungi. Now, in Eastern Europe, the French, the Russians, the Germans, they are mycophilic societies. But our medical knowledge, primarily coming from Britain, which is a source of mycophobia, that mushrooms are sources of decomposition and death and destruction. Well, in Asia and elsewhere around the world, especially with indigenous peoples, mushrooms were looked upon rebirth, regeneration, reclamation, a resurgence of life. So it's interesting that the cultural context steered the science on this subject, because when it came to studying fungi and mushrooms, they were not thought to be important until Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin from the Penicillium chrysogenum, a mold from a cantaloupe that was sourced from a Chicago grocery store that was rotting, of all things. So this mushroom is past its prime. I'm going to go through it. It's decomposing. Spores are germinating. Lots of other things are happening. And then the mushroom goes subterranean. My foot covers approximately 400 miles of mycelium if you stretch those cells end upon end. In a single cubic inch of soil, there can be more than 8 miles. Some people say 1 mile, 1 to 8 miles of these filamentous threads. So every single cubic inch of soil, when you walk upon these landscapes, you're making impressions upon these sentient membranes of mycelium. And they leap up in the aftermath of your footsteps to capture new nutrients that you provided by breaking twigs, by sticks, when you chop wood. It's very interesting that the majority of the psilocybin mushrooms follow the path of our footsteps over the millennia. And I see that as no accident. So the mycelium, I spent many years as a scanning electron microscopist. It's a network-based organism. There's no specific place where you can harm the fungal organism. If you disturb it, it forks. And the mycelium externally digests its nutrients. We internally digest ours. I'll repeat this a few times because these numbers are important. 650 million years ago, we split from fungi. There's a new super kingdom, or we like to call it kingdom. Why call it king? You know, kingdom. But 650 million years ago, we split from fungi. We chose the route of encirculating our nutrients into a cellular sac, a stomach. The fungi went the route of externally digesting its nutrients. And these surfaces exude all sorts of enzymes, acids, antibacterial, antiviral compounds. But more importantly, they set up the microbiome. They pre-select the organisms that are necessary to give rise to the plants downstream that create the plants, the canopies that feed the debris fields, that feed the mycelium. These are deterministic organisms. They set the stage for future biological successionism. So as my friend Patrick Hickey produced these fantastic movies over about 6 hours, but these are bundles of nuclei streaming through the mycelial networks. And it's important for you to understand that the mycelium, when it's mature in many mushroom species, they only have 2 nuclei per cell. But as the mycelium reaches out at the tips, there's hundreds of nuclei per cell. So think of them as like little scientists. If 2 nuclei come together and they express a new enzyme, a new acid, a new antiviral molecule against a competitor, a new insect, a new toxin, if it is able to regulate and express a new genetic through epigenesis, able to express a new compound that can release that substance as a food, what happens? The mycelium surges. But more importantly, that information then back channels to the membrane. So as the mycelium grows, the width of my arms here, there can literally be hundreds of millions of end branchings, all of which are very clever in their ability to come up with new strategies to be able to take over a new food source. So I'm going to wax poetic here. I've been talking about this for a long time, but damn it, it's true. So the mycelium shares the archetype of neurons. The mycelium shares the same archetype that which the computer internet is designed. The computer internet, I believe, is an inevitable consequence of a previously proven biologically successful model. Network designs, you know, share nutrients, information, build communities, and are much more resilient to catastrophic events. When you go out and look at the greatest expanse of the universe, this is from a deep field view from the Hubble telescope. These lenses here are galaxies, and this is the cobweb of dark matter. Dark matter also conforms to the same archetype, that of our brain neurons, of the mycelium of the computer internet. And going even further out now, and this is the widest view of the expanse of the universe, where dark matter and matter forms chains, according to string theory. I believe matter begets life. Life becomes single cells. Single cells become multicellular. They become strings. They fork. Membranes form. Other membranes encounter. They can collaborate or compete. Collaboration leads to greater survival, a lesson for us all. And I think this is the way of life. And I dare say to you today that I propose to you that this may be the construct of universal consciousness. We are all embedded into the archetype of these networks at varying orders of magnitude. So let's go back in time.
So that was our great ally. Paul Stamets is rousing thing, and our wonderful ally Chris Welsh is going to join me in dedicated pitching.
Indeed.
We do want to keep the mycelia, the internet, the nervous design, the network designs to build community that are resilient to crisis. And that's what radio really does. And KPFA and the Visionary Activist Show for 22 years, let us be the mycelia and the brains and the dark matter and dedicated agents of indigenuity.
Ooh. Right? Right, I love it. I love it. And I love hearing Paul on a new talk. He always gets me going. I mean, I love mushrooms, but it's just fascinating. He's got such a depth of understanding.
He calls this his best talk ever. It's a little over an hour. It was delivered at the Symbiosis Eclipse Festival.
Ooh.
And he did pitch it to me and the Visionary Activist Show as the first place for it to be aired, even just that little smidge, and we're making it available to our dedicated listeners for a pledge of $100 as a download, and we will get it to you. If you leave your email, we will get you this talk, Paul Stamets' best talk, by the Equinox-ish, Friday, tomorrow, or Saturday. No waiting around for this, because it's crucial and beautiful.
Amen.
And that's for a pledge of $100 by calling 1-800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org.
And you've been focusing a lot today on your friend and frequent interviewee, Bob
yes.
Goff, I see, and then with the prints that go along with that almost, yeah.
Yeah, well, they do, again, we can weave it all together here, which is Bob's dedicated, beautiful life, and we do have 14 shows as a download for a pledge of $100, the 14 shows he did with us. I can go into more detail, but first. And then, his collaboration with Virginia Daly, one of the finest landscape, spirit, animal artists I know of, and it was Bob introducing her to the Lakota 30-something years ago that began this great weaving of art and activism, and you know, and again, as Paul Stamets is, you know, a science wizard, and Bob Goff was a activist animist, and we are all citizen tricksters and earth magicians, and that's what this show's been dedicated to, you know, mycelia and the whole realm of indigenuity. So you can see Virginia's prints that she has kindly donated, small, you know, but really wonderful. Four of them that she described, they are right now visible on the homepage of CoyoteNetworkNews.com, and she's offered those each print for a pledge of $100. It's practically retail or wholesale. So we're offering the Bob Goff collection, 14 shows downloadable for a pledge of $100. We're offering four, but very kind, Virginia Daly prints, each one for a pledge of $100. You can see them at CoyoteNetworkNews.com. And Bob was a member of our Trickster Training Monday nights, where people can jump in and jump out. It's a 3-month. We're offering 3 months of, you know, convening every Monday night to cultivate, you know, activism, animism, by phone or live or recorded. And that's for a pledge of $200. So any or all of those things, the Bob Goff collection, 14 shows, the Paul Stamets talk from Symbiosis that is his best talk ever, that we have it now. four Virginia Daily prints, all of those for a pledge of $100 by calling 1-800-439-5732.
And, of course, the brilliant Caroline Casey that you get every Thursday here on KPFA. And you are supporting her work and you're supporting the station that brings you her wonderful stuff. I just love it. I love it. I love it. And and the Paul Stamets talk is a case in point that people like Paul Stamets, who dedicate their lives to a very passionate exploration of things that could make the entire planet healthier and the spirit of everybody healthier through their spirit of passion, they would come to Caroline because they would recognize a kindred spirit there. And everybody who listens to Caroline, you know how nurtured you feel when you listen to her go off on her with her language. It's so gorgeous. Anyway, if you love and honor and respect Caroline Casey as I do too, then support the station that brings her to you by calling 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-KPFA, or go online to kpfa.org. And I have to tell you that before I came in here, Caroline, I was handed this piece of paper that says that Maya Scott Chung from Oakland and Jackie Andrews from Oakland would like to challenge listeners who are with us right now to the tune of $605 by the time we end this program. So those folks are investing in KPFA. They're investing in the future of KPFA, the hope and sure assurance that all of you will come to their support and bring your $605 to the meeting as well. So whatever you pledge
now
is doubled.
Anything you contribute will go to that $600. You don't have to contribute $600.
No, exactly. Thank you for clarifying
that.
Amen.
But it is.
Get a T-shirt, get a hoodie, get a hat. We got all kinds of stuff. I want.
Oh, okay. But also it is part of our citizen trickster, kind of cahooting together, in which we do reach so many people and so many dedicated teammates each week. Because did you know is an art form, because nobody minds being asked, did you know, if we've composted snark. And for all of us to be able to be animators of the desirable story of a reverent renaissance of, a renaissance of reverent ingenuity rising from the rubble of the collapse of colonialism. And part of what Paul Stamets certainly has, and Bob Goff really embodied, was how to be jaunty in one's descent into the underworld. Bob was, and there's a couple of key things that tie us to Bob Goff and to this show and to Chris Welsh and to everybody listening, which is, from 231 BC in China come the oldest detective novels, and they say the purpose of the detective is to dive into the underworld in order to restore human affairs to be in accord with the mandate of heaven and earth. And to navigate the underworld, you want to be jaunty, and to be jaunty, it really is good to have a buddy with whom you can quip. Right? And that's what Vine Deloria did and what Pat Spears did and what Bob Goff did. They've all gone backstage, and so it behooves us. How do we have buddies to descend into the underworld with whom we can quip? And that's part of how we gather here and spiral things into motion, out there in the world. It is really the Visionary Activist Show, an honor and delight. And it's very cute and wonderful of you, Chris Welsh, to come on and tout me in a way I could not do myself. That's very darling.
Oh, well, I bask in your articulateness, your language. I just like, I love it. I love it. Jaunty in one's descent into the underworld.
Jaunty is,
yes.
I think the fuel, what fuel do we want to run on, and snark is the emotional equivalent of tar sands, to run on jaunty fuel, it's all Mars is the fuel we run on, literally and symbolically, and the literal and the symbolic are wed, and so we want to run on, as Bob Goff would always say, not the fuels from hell, coal and oil, the fuels from heaven, sun and wind, there we go. And again, a willingness to cross borders and talk to anybody, as he had said, and as Paul Stamets said, many of his opponents he has made his greatest allies. And that's part of the descent into the underworld, which is each person with their powerful dedication and pledging money is a form of magic. That's what keeps us safe in the underworld, authenticity and dedication.
So, indeed. 1-800-439-5732, and that is also part of what Paul says that the mushrooms are so good at this change, this changing dark matter into light. That's what they do. 1-800, and that's what Caroline does. 1-800-439-5732, and by extension the station as well, by bringing you ideas and voices and information that is other than that which is owned and operated for profit in the corporate media. It's desperately important that we get away from that and listen to voices that are way on the fringe, not because that's where they belong, but because that's where they've been pushed, because they won't make somebody
else. We're spiraling into ever greater influence.
Yes.
Going. And we also want to thank our increasingly influential teammate in Santa Rosa, Robin McGavin, who just pledged. Thank you, oh, increasingly influential teammate in Santa Rosa. Yes, if you pledge, I will heap praise upon your beautiful self with blessings and jauntiness. Each person who calls gets a special jauntifying blessing. May you go forth and be jaunty no matter what underworld you're traipsing through, as long as you have buddies with whom to quip and to be effective and to cooperate. Cooperators are standing by, right? So with the mushrooms,
yeah.
The water. And again, Paul Stamets's rousing, that's where we just cut him off. That was only 13 minutes into that talk. That is a smoking talk about the power of microdosing, and again, mushrooms that can save bees from bee collapse colony, and the importance of bears in the Pacific Northwest. It goes on and on, and all part of did you know, each one of us who goes, did you know that oyster mushrooms can metabolize, you know, diesel oil? Did you know that we have ingenious solutions for every cruel and stupid, you know, thing our rogue species has inflicted on the earth? Did you know that even crooks could make more money making a community beautiful? Did you know? So this is our did you know, you know, and Bob Goff, who died on Sunday, great ally, arf. So we do want to pledge to honor and receive the baton from him, you know, indigenuity and jaunty no matter what. And you better take over, Chris.
Yeah, let me, because I forgot to mention that this Paul Stamets talk, which, as Caroline mentioned, we only heard a very brief portion of. It's over an hour long, and we are offering it to you. This is a unique opportunity. It's yours only. He's the mushroom guy. Well, we've been hearing from the mushroom guy at KPFA for some years now, and here is his latest information, his latest research. So it's $100 for this digital download, and if you get your email and your payment in, Caroline is pledging to get it to you before the equinox or on the equinox.
Well, or by the Friday. Tomorrow's the equinox, Friday, Saturday, but you won't have to wait. Like, oh, where's my present?
Yes.
We get it to you fast. That's part of the experimental ongoing nature of this show and this station and our lives, going, let's change things, let's experiment. Are things going just so well we can't afford to experiment? And that's why, yeah, again, embracing, believe nothing but entertain possibilities and live the story that one finds desirable, and then find out that it is indeed true.
Amen.
We love against all odds.
So the Visionary Archivist Activist Archive, the Bob Goff interviews, 14 programs. That's also a digital download. That is yours for a $100 donation to KPFA when you call 1-800-439-5732 or go online at kpfa.org. The Paul Stamets talk that we just heard a bit of, that is also a digital download for a $100 donation to KPFA, 1-800-439-5732. And I must go online to the CoyoteNetworkNews.com and see these beautiful four prints by Virginia Daly. And each one of those is available to you for a $100 donation. And then,
there are only four of them.
I see. So, and you can see them ahead of time and like that on CoyoteNetworkNews.com. And the ongoing throughout your life service of the Trickster Training. It's a 3-month tuition that Caroline is offering for a $200 donation to KPFA. This is every Monday evening. You meet with Caroline in virtual reality, I presume.
Oh, phone web. Phone
yes. Web. And get additional Trickster training. Such a deal.
Exactly.
And help the rest of us as well by doing that.
Right, and Bob Goff was a member of our Trickster Training Council, so there's room, and people, we have a lot of people to thank. Let me do it in a deep way. Thank you. John Fox, Destiny in a Name, from Berkeley, and Leanne C., from, whoops, no, no, wait, that's the match. Sorry. Thank Lucy Giever Conroy, yay, great ally and member of Trickster Council. Laura Morrison from Los Angeles, also member of Trickster Council. These are woofy agents, citizen tricksters, all of us spiraling out. Perry Stevens from Bakersfield, thank you so much. And Robin McGavin from Santa Rosa, again, because you are so wonderful. So that's us so far. But yes, all right, we're good. We're doing good, Chris.
Thank
you for
taking
over when I was moving to myself. Yes, in the spirit of yes, jauntiness and the reweaving of what's been falsely estranged, science
Amen.
And mysticism, they want to get back together again. You know, voodoo and the Kabbalah, you know, all these things are alive. Anything that we can think of as a living intelligence behind us, part of the cooperators who are standing by. And radio is magic. Radio is magic. We convene in this invisible form like spirits. You know, and again, that's why it's such a great venue for the invisible. And as Chris was saying, it's true. A lot of people, Paul Stamets, you know, first did his first radio on the Visionary Activist Show, and so did many of the Goldman Awards people and also the Youth Activist Awards people, because they knew that all of them would be welcome here. They would not have to cringe about their magical selves, which is a crucial part of their effective and dedicated activist selves, that all of it would be welcome, as, you know, all of everyone listening is welcome. And that's why, yeah, people say their dogs like the show. Pledge for your dog. I get a lot of mail from prisons. Prisoners like the show. Pledge for those who are still in prison until they may they be released. Pledge for homeless people listen to this show. And that's why, again, part of KPFA, you know, to go to a commercial station and go, the market I'm really after is homeless and incarcerated, you know, as top of my list, right? Which is true, as well as, you know. Oh, and we also want to thank, yes, Christine Dye from Kalispell. Fabulous. Oh, and the match was made. The match was made. Wow, fabulous.
Hallelujah.
We're cooking. Bonita Richmond from Oakland. Meg Starbuck from Albany, California. John Garn from Sebastopol. There we go. Yay, team. Yay, phone room. Yay, adorable. You know, and Kevin Cartwright, our pledge fund drive person. And yes, all the elves and the backstage and the board ops. And yeah, so here we are. We have a minute and a half, Chris. We're doing fabulous.
We surely are.
To pledge with you.
Oh, well, it's such a blessing to share the airwaves with you. I love listening to you and to be able to talk to you like this. And every once in a while, when she's actually in the Bay Area, you get to see her in person in her purple. Her magical purple.
No, it's true. Yes, exactly. And I will be out for Bioneers and Open Secret the Thursday before, but that's another matter. And also, just, you know, many of you last week, it was really great. We had the James Hillman author, it'll come back to me, and also Romeo, this fantastic, young, wonderful, mythological person from South Central LA. They will be my guests next week.
Ah.
And we sent you Romeo's fantastic essay for anybody who pledged anything. So that was that, and that got a huge response. So that's next week. So it's young visionary activists everywhere. And again, this is somebody grew up hard, you know, in LA, South Central LA, for whom, you know, magic and myth are practical things that he's, you know, teased into his life to make it better. That's part of what we're up to here. But yes, all right, back to you, Chris. Shall we tell people what the wonderful things they can have in 20 seconds?
Well, we don't have to do that. We just could give the phone number and say many blessing goodbye. 1-800-439-5732. Love you very much, Caroline.
Love you very much. And thanks to Erica Bridgman and all the good sport team people. It's a pleasure to journey into the underworld with the likes of all of yourselves. Woof, woof, woof. We'll